This is Leah of Leah's Movie Lowdown, and today I'll bring you my interview with local filmmaker Andrew Bemis. His film, most likely, will be shown during the July 13th edition of Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909. We begin with Andrew telling me a little about the film itself.
Most likely, it's a comedy about a group of friends, old friends and new, who get together for a weekend in northern New Hampshire for a couple of their friends. A couple of them are getting married. And kind of an unconventional couple, and so the movie takes place over the course of a weekend as people are partying and arguing and falling into bed together, and
I asked if Most Likely is Andrew's first feature film.
I made another movie called Blacklight about 7 years ago on a very, very low budget with just friends of mine. This is my first movie where I'm working with a professional crew and actors.
Knowing that he wrote the script, I wondered how he came up with the concept and what the inspiration was.
Originally, the idea kind of started around when my sister was getting married about 4 years ago. It got me thinking about weddings in general and being at a wedding as an unmarried person, but then it jumped off into a very different direction from there as I started to incorporate more characters. I originally imagined it being a few principal characters, and then it kind of, I'd get an idea of who could this one's significant other be, who else could we pull in, and it grew into, I believe, 8 or 9 main characters.
Was there any part of making the film that was particularly difficult to shoot?
I would say the biggest challenge was probably, we had our main location where most of the movie takes place for 5 days, and, squeezing about 100 pages into those 5 days was a challenge overall. A lot of the scenes are pretty technically simple. It's just one person sitting across from another and having a conversation. I would say in particular the dinner scene that comes about 20 minutes into the movie was a challenge just because all of the main cast are involved with it. Particularly when I got to editing, keeping track of, eye lines and how to direct, hopefully the audience's attention from one interaction that's happening to the next, and so it's kind of just bouncing back and forth across the table in different directions. So that was the most complex just in terms of staging and editing, I think.
Since the majority of the shoot took place within one house with a lot of people, I asked if having that many bodies and all that equipment in an enclosed space posed its own challenges.
It was just big enough, I'd say. That the location was terrific, and it was definitely a challenge for everybody sharing the space, and I think there were just 2 bathrooms in that house. But everyone did a great job of coming together and making it work, I think. Yeah, a few of us were sleep-deprived, certainly, by the end, because not everyone was guaranteed a bedroom, necessarily. But it was fun, too. It was a little summer camp,
Given that Andrew wrote, directed, and acted in this film, I was curious what his favorite part of it all is.
I would say acting was the most purely fun part of it, especially many of my scenes with the 2 people I share the most scenes with are Destiny, who plays my childhood best friend, and then Colin Allen, who plays sort of my love interest in the movie. And they were the most fun. It was the most fun doing those scenes, I think, because I had to kind of force myself to push anything else I could stress out about out of my head and just focus on that. So it was almost a little break for me.
If Andrew could get the cast back together, would there perhaps be a sequel to Most Likely in the future?
I would love to do something like that down the line. I think it depends a lot on if there's an audience who would want to see it. Right now, it would be kind of for our own sake. But I imagine everyone would be up for it if I had something. And I have had thoughts here and there of where the characters could end up in 5 years or 10 years. But I think if we were going to do anything like that, it would be more interesting with some time in between.
If you had to pick one thing for audiences to take away from the film, what would it be?
Well, I think the earliest emotional core of the movie is that idea of old friends and the people that you're closest to and who have known you the longest, also being the ones that can touch a nerve or get under your skin most easily. The 2 sides of that is something that was a big part of what motivated me to write it early on. But then, you know, my initial idea for it was a little more heady and serious. And as I brought in other people, like my friend Kevin, especially, who, you know, actually everybody contributed ideas to the script, it kind of became its own thing in a wonderful way.
He said that it was his sister's wedding that inspired the idea for the film. I asked if his sister's wedding was in any way like the film, or if any of the people attending were like the characters in the film.
No, my sister's wedding was completely different from the one in the movie. It was a big, beautiful wedding with tons of guests. And I think it was, what it was I had gotten a divorce a couple of years earlier, and the movie's not particularly about that, but I found myself initially, you know, people would ask me if I felt weird about being at a wedding, and I didn't at all. I was happy for my sister. And about the sixth or seventh time someone asked me that, I started really thinking about what that means to be, you know, at a point in my life when I was figuring out where I was going to go next. You know, I wasn't engaged or anything at the time. And, you know, that tension between somebody who's unhappy and maybe more cynical than I was about the idea of relationships, being sort of forced into a situation like that to support their friends, seemed like a good place to start for sort of a central conflict for the movie.
Lastly, I asked if there's anything he's currently working on.
I'm just starting to write and throw around ideas. Nothing fully developed, but I'm starting to think towards next year. I know a lot of the people that worked on the movie ask me when I see them, and you know, we lucked out with a really good group, and everybody stayed in touch since, so I think they're anxious to do something together again.
I certainly look forward to whatever Andrew comes up with next. My thanks to Andrew Bemis for talking to me about his film Most Likely, which will screen as part of Leah's Indie Film Series Date Night Double Feature Thursday, July 13th at 6 p.m. at the WSCA Studios, 909 Islington Street, Suite 1, Portsmouth.